Amen. But you said the reason I live is to worship you. Some people live because they love their wife and their children. But when you sing a song, you say to the Lord, this is what I mean. And if you mean what you say, then the Lord is looking at your heart. Oh, give it to Edmar. We need to have it in your tongue. Amen. Well, I want to read a few verses from the 12th chapter of Revelation. As many of you know, I was here in the month of July with Sister Rita. And by the way, let me apologize for just a minute. You might not know the other brethren that have come with us. We have Brother George Herrig here from Iowa. And Brother Paul and Sister Pavlina Davis, husband and wife. And of course, you remember Sister Rita, my wife. Anyway, I'd like to read from Revelation, the 12th chapter. And as I started to say, we were here in July. And I went home to my home in August. And when I went home, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me. And the Spirit said, and there was war in heaven. So let me read these verses. Verse 7, 8, and 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. Now, if you've been listening to what was read here, you see that there is war in heaven. And you might say to yourself, well, what does that have to do with me? So I want to ask you about heaven. There was war in heaven. Well, where is heaven?
Up there.
Up there. Okay, somebody said up there.
A
little child said up there. So there's war up there. Oh, where would that up there be? Is the heaven on the moon? Is the heaven where the stars are? Well, let me ask you the next question. Where is God? Oh, you say he's in here. I thought he lived in heaven. So he lives in here and he lives up there. Well, now you know God can be many places at the same time. If he lives in you, he can also live in you. And you, and you. And he can also live out there somewhere. So there are places in heaven that are not in me. There are higher places that I don't know yet. Now, this verse says that there was war in heaven. Heaven, then, is a spiritual place, isn't it? When we find the word heaven in the Bible, we are talking about a place in the Spirit. We are not talking about a natural place. I mean, we have sent spaceships and rocket ships all over, out in the planetary system, and they have not found heaven yet. And they're not going to find heaven. Because they're not spiritual machinery. So let's talk about the war. Are you aware that there's war in your heaven? And how is this war in your heaven going about? When you said heaven is in here, did you mean it's in my stomach or in my lungs? Of course, you meant it's in my soul. You meant that it's in my mind. In other words, when you say there's war in heaven, you mean the devil is whispering against my mind. And sometimes when I hear other people talk against the Word of God, we know that the devil is talking through them and he's coming against my thinking. and the devil is trying to make me fearful and make me doubting the goodness of God. And it causes me to be sad and depressed. There's war against my emotions. And sometimes my emotions are very happy and very high, and I say, oh yes, God is so good. And then when I go home and I find problems in my home, and problems that I don't have enough money and my husband doesn't have a good job, and I say, oh. This is war in heaven. In other words, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are. I will declare that God is good. David said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I love him. Yet will I put my confidence in him. Amen.
Amen.
So my faith in God does not depend upon the war that is going against my emotions. David was a man who was well able to have emotions. But he was also a man who learned to control his emotions so they would not rule in his life. When they brought the ark into Jerusalem, David was very glad. He danced before the Lord. He danced so strong that his wife said, "You made a fool of yourself." She said, "You took off your king clothes and you put on that priestly looking thing, that ephod." See, God is good whether that thing works or whether it doesn't work. Amen.
Amen.
David learned.
Hallelujah.
When the enemy came against him and they captured his children and the wives of the brethren, and his men were very discouraged. They were weary from battle. They didn't think they had any more strength left in them. And some of the men said, "Let's get some stones and let's stone David." It's his fault that we are in the trouble that we're in. And what did David do about it? This is when he came to a place called Ziklag. It says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. So David knew about natural warfare and he knew about spiritual warfare. And when he won the battle of the Spirit, when he encouraged himself in the Lord, then he was able to hear the voice of the Spirit of God. And he said, Lord, shall I go after them? Shall I go after the Amalekites? And the Lord said, yes, go after them. But David had one more question. Just go after them. But shall I overtake them? Will I win? I don't just want to fight, I want to win. I can get in a fight anytime I want. But I only want to get in God's fight. And I want to win. And God said, yes, go after them. And they found the Amalekites were having a big drunken party. They were getting drunk. And David's men came in. And they beat them. And only a few escaped that ran away on camels. And David and his men, they recovered all their wives, all their children. Of their possessions, their tents, their food, their sleeping material. They got it all back. Amen. You know, I'm just saying, brethren, David was a man who had great emotions. But he was also a man that knew how to control them. So there is war in heaven. There is war in heaven now. Now the book of Revelation, I should say the whole Bible is a spiritual book. But the book of Revelation is a spiritual book. Because two times when John writes in the beginning of the book, he says, I was in the Spirit. And the Lord said, write the things that you see. Write the spiritual things that you see. So if you want to understand the book, you're going to have to be a spiritual man. your only understanding is natural understanding, you will not know the meaning of this book. For instance, the next chapter he says, "And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea." Now, if I'm a natural thinking man, and I say, "Oh, this is Bible prophecy." This means that someday a beast is coming out of the sea. So I'm a newspaper reporter, and I want to get my camera, and I want to go down by the sea, and I'm going to wait for this thing, and I want to be the first to get its picture. I'm going to wait a long time, but I'm never going to get a picture. It's a picture of the devil's organization that is rising up in our generation. The sea means the world. The sea is made up of many, many men and women who are unregenerated. And this message is saying that there is a organization, a new world order government that is going to rise up out of the world in these last days. Now let me read verse 7 in chapter 13 about this beast coming up out of the sea. And it says that it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And it says in the next verse, "And all that dwell on earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Now it says that people of earth are going to worship this thing. Now the word earth has also a spiritual meaning. It means people whose minds, whose thinking is down on the lower level. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, it's the carnal oriented man. How many of you know that there are many, many Christians who are carnal? They think only natural things. They do not have an understanding of spiritual things. How many of you want to be earthy people? Or heavenly people? The Word of God says that I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, I loved the Lord very much when I was young. And yet I was very carnal. I could not understand spiritual things. I was very aware of my earthy troubles. The troubles in my life. Things that were not going well in my house. And these things troubled me very much. And one day I said to the Lord, come now, you can talk to the Lord. You can tell him what bothers you. He won't get mad at you. I said, Lord, I don't get it. You say I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, but I know my feet are down here in troubled earthy places. Come on, I can't be in both places. What do you want, God? You want me down here? Do you want me somewhere up there? I just couldn't get it. You see, I was carnal in my thinking. One day I came to realize, yes, I have a spiritual part of me that is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And yes, it's okay that my feet are still here. I have to take care of my natural life too. I have to have a job. I have to earn my income. We have to cook our food. I need to go to bed at night and sleep. I need to drink water. Yes, I have a natural side of me too. But the natural side of me is not going to win the war. Amen. The war is going on in heavenly places. Now, the heavenly places that this war is going on doesn't mean that this is going on in front of the throne of God. You know, John also saw the throne of God. He saw the crystal all around the throne. It was like glass. Beautiful crystal. Powerful throne of God. Thunder and lightning. Coming out of the throne. Come now, get a picture of this throne. You come to this sea of glass. And there in the middle is a throne. And you don't just see an old man with a long beard sitting on the throne. You see a powerful light. You hear thunder. Bolts of lightning coming. You see 24 elders around the throne. You see that they take their crown and they bow and they throw the crown. Are you working for a crown? Paul said, there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me. I think there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me too. What am I going to do when I get this crown? Oh, look. Look at my crown. Oh, wow. Hey, look at my crown. There. Man, I was really good when I lived on earth. Yeah, look at my crown. Ah, yes. My crown is bigger than your crown. I got more gold than you got. No. I didn't win that crown. Jesus won that crown for me. Jesus. It's your crown. I'm talking about praise and worship. Do you see how different this scene is from what we think is praise and worship? I don't see that this thing was there. You know that you can worship and praise the Lord without the loudspeaker. Because the worship and praise comes from your heart. Do you know what else was there? Besides the 24 elders? It said that it was the creature that had the four faces. Do you remember what the creature looked like? The four faces. It had the face of a man. The face of the eagle. The face of the lion. And the face of the calf. Baka. Is that a calf? Oh, baby cow. Yeah. Amen. So this is the human soul. That means it isn't just one soul. It means all the corporate souls of men that love God were there before the throne of God. And it was crystal glass. What does crystal glass mean? How would you like to live in a house that is 100% crystal glass? No curtains. Well, you see, we're still earthy creatures, so we need these coverings, don't we? But the spiritual side of us, God is saying, there's coming a time when we're going to have to be completely open. You can't hide anything. Can I pick on you, sister? No. I just make believe now. She's a good sister. But maybe she's got some hidden thoughts. She doesn't like that other sister. And in her heart, she says, what's the matter with her? Always behaving that way. Makes me so angry. Now we know she doesn't think that. But you see, if you want to live the fullness of the life of the Spirit, these things are going to show. Can you see what would happen if God allowed you into the kingdom of heaven? And you tried to bring those kind of thoughts with you? It would be like you stand up in heaven. I hate such and such a person. See, you wouldn't have to make an announcement. Everything is crystal. And it would show all over heaven. What was the verse that one of the brethren was reading in John, 1 John? what is that verse? He that hath this hope in him. Yeah, let's read. Let's find that verse. It's in.
Yeah,
what is that? 1 John 3:3. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Wherefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure.
Ugang tanan nga na baton sa maong paglaon, kanya nagapuble sa ilang kagalingon, maingon nga siya o kadto siya puble man. Ang tanan nga nagahimog pagpakasala, nagahimog paglapas sa sugo, kay ang pagpakasala mao may paglapas sa sugo. O kamusta yun nga kadto siya gipadayag aron sa pagkuha sa mga kasalanan, o diha kanya walaing sana. Ang tanan nga nagpapiling diha kaniya dili magapakasala. Ang tanan nga nagapakasala walay makita kaniya ni makaila kaniya. Praise the Lord.
When he shall appear, where will he appear suddenly? I don't think you heard me. Where will he appear suddenly? In his temple. It says in Malachi, it says that he will appear suddenly in his temple. When he shall appear, we will be like him, and we will see him as he is. We will see him as he is. That means that he has nothing to hide. And he's going to reveal all that he is. Are you ready to have everything of him revealed to you? You're going to see things that are going to surprise you. You're going to see all that he is. Now some of us think, oh, I'm just going to see the loving Jesus. He's just going to be love, love, love. How many believe he's love? Yes, he is love. How many of you believe that he might have another side? How many of you believe that he hates unrighteousness? How many of you believe that he hates sin?
Amen. Amen.
How many of you believe that he hates gossip and talebearing? How many of you believe that when we talk against other saints, that we cause him pain? How many of you believe that Jesus feels pain today? How many of you believe that he can get very angry about it? I don't think I ever told you. About 10.5 years ago, I had a very bad heart attack. And I was dying. And I had my wife drive me to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, I asked the Lord what was happening to me. And he said to me, "For you are dead." How many of you would like God to tell you you're dead? I thought he was going to say, "Yes, my son, be encouraged, thou shalt live." But I didn't die completely. I died somewhat, but not forever. After I was there and had lots of treatment, I even went down on my face and repented before the Lord. You know, I had to repent of my pride. You know, we need to repent of pride, don't we? You didn't think you were proud, did you?
Dilita mo ga wato dito sa ang Dios dili ganahan sa mga tao nga mapasigarbohon.
Maybe I could say, "Well, I'm the most humble person around, and I'm very proud of it." See, that's called religious pride. But after I repented, this in the hospital room, I went right down on the floor in the hospital room. I put my nose right down on the floor. I wept before the Lord. I put many tears on that floor. I wept, I sobbed. I got back in my bed after a while. Nurse never found me on the floor. And then I saw Jesus face to face. He stood right in my bed. He stood right in my bed. That means he was coming as a spirit. And I saw his face. And I have never seen so much pain in any person in my life.
Wala na ganini, wala na siya may son makabati pa og sakit bisan pa sa iyang kinabuhi.
I have taken care of a lot of people as a nurse that have been beat up, cut up, smashed up, then all kinds of pain.
Wala na niya mamaladong iba ikso na wala na niya mabati katong gihimon sa mga tao sa iyang lawas.
I've never seen so much pain in my life than on the face of Jesus. And I said to him, I said, Lord, who did this to you? Did the wicked people of the world do this to you? He showed me his hands. They were old scars. Old scars from long ago. He said, no. This pain did not come from the world. It came from the house of a friend. And then his face changed very quickly. And I saw, how shall I say? Can I describe the anger of God? And he said, it comes from the house of a friend. And I'm not going to put up with it much longer. So he's saying that we have been hurting one another. And when you hurt the body, the parts of the body, you're hurting the head. He is the head. If this hand hurts that hand, don't you think the pain is going to be in the head too? What does this say? Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Now that means that you have to do something about your own purification. You don't just lay down in your bed and say, okay, here I am, Lord, if you want me clean. Okay, go ahead and clean me up. Just go ahead and do it while I sleep. No, I have to do something about it. In the same way, if you want to be a spiritual man, if you want to know spiritual things, you're going to have to press in to them. When I first began to hear the kingdom message, I liked the word. Now I wasn't a totally ignorant person. But there were things that were spiritual. I understood them when I heard the brother speak. But when the brother left and went away, about a week later, I don't know. Lord, help me. I mean, I understood all this 2 weeks ago, but I can't get it. Lord, I'd like to preach this message, but I'm back in my old carnal thinking again. You want me to just get up and tell these stories, but I want to tell people there's something spiritual here. And then the brother came back again. He was preaching spiritual things. And I said, yes, 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 I see it. My mind is open again. And he went away. And finally I had to go, God, I need help. I'm a man of a hard head. Help me, oh God. And it was many days. Help me, God. Help me open my eyes. And it wasn't just down there. It was like this. Oh, God. Oh, God. What does this mean? And one day, yes. Oh, now I see it. Oh, everything here is perfect. Oh, yes. This fits with this. That fits with this. Oh, the Word of God is perfect. The Spirit of God is perfect.
Amen.
Do you see what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that there is a war that is started already in heavenly places. The devil is at war. Michael has come to our help. Michael and the devil. And the devil is losing. Michael throws him down. But where did he go? He went down to earth. Where are you going to live? Are you going to be earthy? How are you you going to get above earth?
Or ibutang bakangay mo kagalingon diya kayo sa ibabaong gapit kalibutan.
You're going to have to do a lot of talking with God.
Ang bote pasabot na lang kinanglan kayo na matakos ka na to makiksorti kayo.
You're going to have to do what this young man had to do many years ago. God, I don't get it. You said, I'm seated in heaven. What am I going to do about this earth? And it was many days, many days, many days, many months. In other words, you're going to have to invest something of yourself. Can you do it? Are you willing to hold on? Because the war on earth is going to get worse and worse. You think things on earth are bad now? Wait till the devil really lands on the earth. Wait till he can't go up higher. He's going to try to tear this world apart. He's going to try to tear the land of Philippines apart. He's going to try to tear the land of America apart. Troubles may get so bad that we would never be able to fly again. He might stop all of our money. I don't know. God wants a people here in the Philippines that will stand. He wants shepherds.
Gusto siya nga magbalantay.
That will stand with the flock.
Nga magabaruga yun kung asa dapat ang iyang gibantayan.
Shepherds, men who know and can hear the voice of God.
Ang magbalantay nga siya dai ra kahibalo gayud og nakadugog sa mensahe sa Dios.
Encourage the flock.
Nga mao'y magaawhag sa iyang mga kanero.
Brethren, I have heard from the Lord.
Nakit-an niya ana dungga niya maigsoon.
We shall be saved. Hold fast to the things that we have learned. Well, this is just a little touch of what's happening in heavenly places.